You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan. Now, we have been having fun going over the toughest places that the Falcons will have to play this season. Look, I haven't been to most of these, so my opinion would be on what I see on TV. But you guys, Mike, Bo, different story here. Mike, you've played on some of these fields with the Falcons, dealing with the opposing fans. Bo, you've been with the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, traveling to these stadiums for years, seeing it all IRL, as the kids say in real life. So no duo can nail this category better than these two.
And nice lingo, Allie.
Thank you. I'm cool.
That was a very hip term.
Thank you. So earlier you guys were saying Minnesota looks pretty tough, and then also the Superdome down in New Orleans. What other stadiums or opponents are you kind of looking at thinking this might be a tough one?
Well, I think Bo alluded to it as we were kind of closing out last time we talked about this, the travel and the prime time. San Fran's one of those places I'd never played there, so Bo would have to answer this. It doesn't seem to me like a tough place to play during the day, but when it goes to night, it just seems like that place kind of comes alive, and you add in the fact that you're traveling across the country, and you add in the fact that that's probably going to be a pretty good football team. That one's kind of climbs the list in that aspect.
I'm going to say something, and I'm praying that you know exactly what I mean. But it is one of those stadiums that feels so separated from the crowd, from the field, and big that it doesn't have the effect that I think it could. Does that you?
Yes, I can't think of one off the top of my head that's like that, but I feel the complete opposite about Detroit.
It's like on top.
Detroit
you're
is
on top of
you. Like, yeah. It feels like the people in Detroit are sitting on walls.
Yeah,
like, it's just straight up.
It feels like you're so far away. Now, I'm away anyways where I sit because I'm up, but also it's really cool. If you look to your left from where I sit in Levi's Stadium, you can see the mountains over there.
And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but it just feels like you're a little bit the field is there's a distance between the stands and the actual field. And to your point with Detroit, you're right on top of you. I think New Orleans is that way too. You're right on top of it. One side anyways. The other side feels far away. But you're right. I think anywhere at night is hard. Anywhere in an NFL stadium where you play a primetime night game, the crowd is going to be louder. There's something special about primetime games, and the team you're playing normally gets up more for it.
Yeah.
They're more ready for it. So I think that makes it automatically harder. I think a place where in some ways around top of you is Gillette Stadium, too.
Yeah, I've never been there.
Played there. I've been there. I've never played there, but yeah.
Breaking news.
I've
boat toting the pill.
I'd be sitting down on one knee waiting for the snap to spot the kick and spin the laces. Play skick holder. It's that end zone's right on top of you and Gillette. And the one time we were there was right after the Super Bowl. It was the next year. We rolled in there on a Sunday night, and it was that foggy game.
Yeah.
Where it just felt like there was a fog over the entire in the field for a while. That's the game where Sark, who Steve Paul Feinbaum recently called the greatest play call he's ever seen, called the jet sweep on like fourth and one from the one, and then also your offense was a little off that game, and Julio makes the catch where he snags out of the DB's hands. But that place is kind of tough too. I would say though, I don't believe it to be the same with no Tom Brady, no Bill Belichick, and being a day game.
Yeah. But you know what's interesting, too, is if you go down the list and you look at the teams that you are playing at home, it had that been flipped. Like, if you're going to Seattle, very, very tough. If you're going to Washington, I think that's a tough place to play. There was one more on this list where I was like, man, that can be really tough if you had flipped some of these games around and had actually had some of those games come into home. But instead, Buffalo. Yeah, there you go. Buffalo is going to be a home game. Like, incredibly tough place to play. And I'm glad you bring up the parameters of the stadium, because it can tend to feel like, and for the most part it is, the parameters of the actual field in the NFL are pretty similar. Like, they all kind of follow the same pattern. The flat end zone walls, and then the kind of boomerang U-shaped when it comes to the actual field. It's not like that in, like, college. Like, when you go visit a college stadium, sometimes they are right on top of you. I mean, you have to correct me if I'm wrong. I think the Swamp might be either the Swamp or Neyland Stadium when I was playing there. Like, I mean, those fans literally, if they wanted to, could spit on you from where they're sitting. You don't have that so much in the NFL. I do remember Philadelphia feeling like the fans were right on top of you.
Philadelphia does feel that way.
That place feels very, very tight, but it is interesting, too, because it's most of the time it is just a feeling, and a lot of the parameters are very similar.
Where's the toughest? I don't want to assume, but I have a feeling of the answer you're going to give me, but where's the toughest place you played in college? I could take a guess, but I don't want to, like, put words in your mouth.
It would be Baton Rouge.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And that has everything to do with the situation. When I was in college, we were the number one team, and it was Saban's first return trip to Baton Rouge as the Alabama head coach. And with us being number one in the country, 3:30 CBS primetime game, went to overtime, like all the possibilities.
That was 2008, wasn't it?
2008, yeah.
Yeah, because
that was crazy.
How crazy was it playing in that 07 game when they came to Tuscaloosa?
Yeah, they won the Natty that year.
Yeah.
And we were ahead by two TDs in the fourth and ended up losing that game. I think Jacob Hester scored a touchdown. That's a crazy one as well. Game day atmosphere. And honestly, Florida was really good. We played in Florida in 06 when they were really good.
They were the throwback unis that game, remember?
I kind of do.
The 100-year anniversary.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. 100-year anniversary of the White Helmets. And that, I believe Tebow maybe scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
We lost by 15.
Pretty positive, because that was coming off the 05 game where Tyron pro throw.
Yeah. Where he got hurt.
He got hurt, and that was Urban Meyer's, like, welcome to the SEC moment.
Yeah,
see, I'm sorry. I know we've gotten off on an SEC tangent. So what would you say is the toughest place you played in the NFL then?
In the NFL, I mean, New Orleans obviously is one of those places that no matter when you go with the Falcons, and you go every single year. In the college, obviously, I mean, I went to the Swamp one time. I went to Baton Rouge twice, in a span of 5 years. I was with the Falcons for 5 years. You play those division games every single year, home and away, and so you go to New Orleans every year. It's obviously a tough place to play. Philadelphia was up there, but at the time, Philly wasn't great. I remember us playing in Seattle at the time. They weren't great. I do remember Cleveland being a tough place to play, and they were not great at the time. I think that was Eric Mangini's tenure up there, either his first or second year in 2010 when he was with the Browns. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Cincinnati was decently tough, but Philly was different. Just in terms of the aggression and the crowd. And it's not like I could hear every word they said, but they sounded angry. You know what I mean?
They
sounded mad.
They're very angry.
Yeah, and then obviously New Orleans always going to hold that kind of place. Tampa was never – like, I don't think we ever went to Tampa. We're like, oh, God, worried about the crowd noise.
It's
Carolina, depending on how good they were.
Tampa is – Tampa's Florida. So
yeah,
like,
I was going to say, it's kind of a sleepy feel.
Yeah, and so you play 1 o'clock there. It is sleepy, and then you and then the cannons fire those cannons, yeah. And I would say there's not a more satisfying place for me to be than New Orleans.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, and to build off that, to flip it real quick, what other places are you just not worried about that the Falcons will be visiting this season?
And I hate saying this, and I hate putting it this way, because it doesn't mean that I think they're just going to walk in there and win.
Right.
But where I think that the actual location of the game is not really a factor, I'd have to go with Charlotte. Like, I don't, like, I'm not like, oh, man, they got to go play at Carolina. It's like, well, if Carolina's good, yeah, that's a tough place to play. But it's not going to my thoughts on that being an away game are not going to change based on the home crowd. Like, it never will.
It's also their home opener, and it's in September.
Yeah.
So the last few years, I feel like we've played in wet, cold weather there, and I think it has affected the game. I would tell you Arizona, and I think we've lost the last two times I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
But –
Brutal losses.
They can be loud, but you're going to play there in December, so you don't know where they'll be. But they can be loud, and Kyler Murray can be a threat. But I don't fear Kyler Murray in the pocket. I don't fear going into a domed stadium in December in the desert. I just don't. Like, in fact, it'll be like probably it's cold. Let's go to Arizona.
Well, and I'm curious to get your thought on this, because I've been to New York to play the Giants, but never to play the Jets. I'm not sure what the difference is between those two fan bases in that stadium, but obviously you've been there and have been a part of that experience. I'm curious to see what we'll get from the Jets as a team this year, and also what that situation will be like visiting there for the Falcons.
I've been there numerous times in that stadium.
Yeah.
I've been there for both games, Jets and Giants, preseason and regular. The only thing that I worry about is this, the Thanksgiving weekend, and it could be wet and cold. And I remember playing there, I think it was 17. It was, it just downpoured the entire game, and it was chilly. And Matt makes an amazing throw on the back line to Mohamed Sanu. Sanu just freaking snags it out of the air. You win the game. There were issues with the snap in that game, if I'm not mistaken, because it was raining so heavy. And it's just, The Jets have good fans. They are a crappy team. They are a crappy organization, but they always have really loyal fans.
I'm curious to get your thought on this because you have been to every single stadium. What's your favorite place to visit? Good or bad football team, regardless of what the fans are like and what the actual team is like.
The town or just the stadium?
Your favorite stadium to visit.
Oh, I don't know. I love Nashville. I love Seattle. Seattle is okay. A cool stadium.
Yeah, my favorite. Well, it's funny because I got hurt in this game, but my favorite place to visit was Detroit. We went there a couple times. I loved playing in that place.
I hate that place.
It felt like it felt like we were there when Calvin Johnson got the record, but it feels like you're playing in like a warehouse. I also liked Indianapolis for that reason too. So maybe that's just my style.
Indy can be loud. If we were playing in Indy,
yeah,
it would have been on my list because I think that's a tough place to play at times. Detroit is really, when Detroit's good, that's a tough place to play. You know the teams that play well. I do enjoy Seattle. I've always enjoyed.
Definitely a cool place to visit.
You know, I hate everything about Philadelphia, but it's a really fun place to do a game because of the crowd. And it's a tough place. And it's another one that is very fulfilling when you win. Like, because we have to walk across the field, and there's nothing like there was nothing cooler than that. Was it a Monday night game that we just beat them? And I'm like walking across the field, and their fans are just irate, and they're not leaving. And you're like celebrating with some of our coaches that we know and everything that we just beat them at home on a Monday night.
I ain't leaving.
Well, it'll be interesting to match up this conversation with how the season goes for the Falcons this year. And coming up next, Jerkson Profar makes his return tonight. We're going to talk about that. And we've got a life of squid.
I'm so broken in golf that I might have broke my golf coach.
Yikes.
Morning Shift, Sports Radio 98.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.